were there different types of buckets for use around the kitchen?
Yes, we had, beside the galvanized buckets, we had the, can't think of what it's called, it's not porcelain. If you bump them, they would chip.
I'll just lay the brick down and
They made pots and pans out of it, and right now I'm blank on what it's called. Maybe it'll come to me.
If you were to wash some dishes and sink, maybe you could walk me through the steps.
Oh, back there in the, before I had hot water on the tap, you always had a tea kettle of water sitting at the back of the stove. And some of the stoves, we had two or three stoves that we wore out, had a hot water well, which was a tank-like thing that was hooked to the side of the stove, and the heat from burning the stove would heat the water. It'd come up. Of course, you had to carry that and put it in there in one of the buckets. And then you put it in a dishpan and your soap, and have another dishpan to rinse with hot water to rinse your dishes with.
To wipe the dishes with?
A dish towel, and to wash the dishes with a dish rag.
Okay. Would you ever, you mentioned the water comes out of a tap. Would you ever use a different water than tap? For example, if the water came out of one of those, like the side of the house, would you ever use a different word besides tap?
Oh, faucet.
Okay. Now, is there a difference between a tap and a faucet?
Well, my faucet's inside in my sink, and the water tap's outside on the side of the house.
And you mentioned that you had a kettle for heating water. Are there different types of kettles or different sizes of things to heat water in?
A tea kettle is a kettle with a spout on it, so you can pour the water out. And we have one up at the mountains right now at the cabin. You keep it full so you have warm water for washing dishes. Or
now, are there bigger pots or pans you can use on this?
Usually we cook. Well, we would use the bigger pots and pans when we had to heat water to wash clothes, which we washed on a washboard.
Do those have names, the bigger ones?
I think we just called them kettles.
Okay. And if you're going to cook eggs, you'd cook them in a...
Quick.
To fry them, I guess.
Oh, a frying pan.
Do you ever use any other work besides frying pan?
I don't.
Okay. How did... I guess these were the days before electricity. How did you keep it light inside?
Kerosene lamp.
Did you?
Then we graduated to a Coleman lamp. And the Coleman, you used the kerosene in, but you pumped it up and had the mantles that you put on to start. And you had to be careful not to bump those, or they'd break real easy. But they would stay, they didn't smoke. That was a chore that somebody had to have, of cleaning the lamp. Lamp shades.
Did they ever have another word they would use for kerosene, or other words? Or do they always call it kerosene?
Yes. That's all I ever heard it called.
Have you ever heard of coal oil?
Oh, that's right. They do. Some people do call kerosene coal oil. It's the same thing.
Exactly the same. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did they ever have makeshift lamps, for example, maybe made out of a bottle with the wick? Anything like that?
Well, I've seen them. Someone had fixed them up at sheep camp or something.
Did they ever have a name for those that you know of?